It's 10 a.m. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Conscious effort. The senses are stinging. They're stinging with touch. I'm walking in a sea of immediate non-concern. At least these cigarettes are mine. Well adjusted to surroundings, clinically, off edge. This house is a cave. It's shielding him from the sun. There's a window that he looks out on.
WMFO in Medford. Mike here with Randy Black. We just heard a couple of tracks that probably haven't been heard, certainly not on the radio, as I mentioned before, for a long time. The band is Limbo Race, Boston original band from back in the late 70s and 80s. Population Center was the first one, and Cigarettes was the second. We just heard that. And Randy, I could ask you, like, oh, how does it feel to hear those after all that time? But I don't have to, because I can see you, and you're totally into listening to them. And you commented on the bass playing, and you were doing some air bass. And I don't even know if you play bass, but
no, that was John.
I know, but I mean, I don't know if you. But I mean, it's good to see you sort of reminiscing and reveling in the music that's playing through these awesome speakers here.
It's
nice, right?
It's nice. It's funny. It's a little bit of a itchy feeling, like snakes crawling around inside, I don't know, it moves me.
Yeah,
it moves me. I think, you know, it moved a lot of people. We played a lot. What was I gonna say? You know, it's funny, because I don't know, I'm sure other members of bands have this feeling. We didn't know how good we were, and I don't say that in an arrogant fashion. In fact, it's just the opposite. It was like we didn't know that we were, you know, I mean, it was a surprise that we won the Rumble, but we flowed with it, and it felt great. It was a wonderful feeling to be in that band. as it is to be in any band that's really tight. And I mean, there's nothing like being in a tight band. Nothing in the world like it. I mean, that that hour on stage is precious.
Yeah, it sounds like that band was somewhat of a milestone band. I mean, you're in many bands over your career, and it sounds like that was really a special one. And as you look back on it, you realize it even more.
Well, I think Dr. Black's Combo came after that band and after Limbo Race, and I thought that was a really special band too. I mean, and now the Heathcarpers. I mean, it's funny because I, you know, these songs haven't been played for a long time because I call this the last Limbo Race, the last lap, because you know, people would call me for interviews or whatever, like in the last few years, and only want to talk about Limbo Race, and I just, like, you know what? I mean, it was almost 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And you know, can we talk about what I'm doing now?
Right.
I mean, it's like I mean, I know. I know that people are disappointed I don't play Down and Backwards or any of this stuff, but it was another person. I was really angry. I had this dark cloud hanging over me, and you know, a lot of the songs were angry, and on stage I could really let it out, and I think it registered with a lot of people. It resonated with a lot of people, the anger and the, you know, the frustration and whatever.
Sure. I mean, time does march on, and you're certainly not the first, and you won't be the last, you know, career musician who's been in multiple bands to say, you know, well, that band was then, and I'd rather talk about what I'm doing now. I think that we understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe if I was, you know, if we had become, you know, famous or whatever, however you want to define that, we would have had to keep playing Down and Backwards every night, but
it happens. It's not such a bad thing.
I'd rather not.
right. Well, somebody might at the plow this afternoon just sort of raise their hand and go, hey, how about,
is that gonna be you?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out. All right, so let's move on with two more songs from the Limbo Race era. This one was earmarked again with a story from Randy. It's called Cushy Life.
Cushy Life 101.
101, yeah.
And so there's actually, I'll combine the two stories. There was a woman in the front row. We were playing a college gig, and there was a young girl in the front row who was kind of flashing me.
Kind of flashing you?
Well, she had blue underwear on, mm-hmm. was very
provocative
into showing it to me, mm-hmm. Which I didn't mind at all. They didn't throw panties, but sometimes, you know, there'd be someone who I could connect with. But she came up afterwards and said, oh, that song Cushy Life 101, I know exactly what you mean. And I was thinking to myself, I don't even know what
yeah
that
well
means.
Fill me in.
I don't know what that means, but you know, some, you know, it's poetry, man. It's just poetry. When anyone asks me what a song is about, I just say, well, it's poetry, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that college gig, there was a photographer. Those, you know, those were days when people didn't put their phone. Well, they didn't have phones.
No.
They didn't come up to your and put phones in your face and like without asking you and whatever. So there was a photographer at this college in I think it was in Rhode Island, and he was taking all kinds of shots and like getting really like up in my face, and I mean the stage was a couple feet off the ground, and I remember putting my foot against his camera and pushing him with my foot, and I, you know, I was just like, to me, it was, you know, I was just kind of nasty sometimes, but we got somebody sent me the school paper after that, there was a picture of me with like a sneer on my face and the guitar, and it said, the caption was, Randy Block. He didn't come here to make friends.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's that you're to be congratulated on that. That's so rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So thanks for the context on Cushy Life. Down and Backwards, the aforementioned, one of the singles that everybody's going to know when we play this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So that's my cue. I'm going to play two more songs, Cushy Life 101 and Down and Backwards. And then you know how it works. We'll be back to talk after this with Randy Black here at WMFO in Medford.
Never mind your problems.
WMFO. Medford is 10:17 in the morning here with Mike and Randy, and we just heard a couple more from back in the day from Limbo Race. First was Cushy Life, Forever Now to be the blue underwear song to me. Thank you, Randy. And then a song that sounds so familiar to me because, you know, as a kid, I was interning in commercial radio. It happened to be here in town at WBCN and Down and Back, which was just everywhere. I mean, I was going to say pervasive, if that's even a word.
Pervasive.
Yeah, it's just, I love that. And I did see you smiling broadly over there listening to it. And I'm going to ask you a stupid question if I haven't already, but I've asked this to others who have been in a similar situation, you know, talking about a band in the past. Does it sound like you to you anymore, or does it sound like it's just a whole other person from back then?
Oh, that's interesting. I know I'm in there somewhere. I mean, I can't hit those notes anymore, especially when you asked me to come on the radio at the crack of dawn. Jeez,
well, you did
9:30.
Pretty damn well.
Yeah, so I mean, I, if you know, I wouldn't know how to play those songs, but I feel them. I know.
Yes.
I know that was
a version of yourself.
A version of myself that was really forcefully kind of in your face a lot, and I don't, you know, I don't regret it. I just, you know, I think it's a certain aspect of maturity that happens, you know, when you can't just be angry all the time. You know, you can jump around on stage, you can crawl on your belly like a reptile, you know, you can roller skate down the sidewalk, but it doesn't change what you're trying to put across. You know, it to me doesn't. I don't have to jump around anymore. I don't feel the need to, and I feel like the way we deliver songs now is very different from a punk ethos. You know, it's just kind of like the lyrics were always the most important thing. That's why I learned how to play the guitar, because I was writing so much poetry and whatever, had to put it down somehow and let it out. So that was what came of that. Bands, you know, there's nothing like being in a band. A couple things about Down and Backwards. We had a roadie named Lauren, who's now her name is Rodetta, and she and I used to sing I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. I wore black and she wore white. She would always win the fight. Bang, bang, you shot me down, bang, bang. And then it would start, bah, 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 you know, into Down and Backwards. And that was really fun. Hey, Rodetta, if you're listening.
Yeah.
The other thing was at the Inn Square Men's Bar, it was on the jukebox as Dow and Backwards.
Nice.
I asked Marshall about it, the owner, and he was like, that's what it sounds like to me, mm-hmm. Dow and Backwards.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right. Hilarious. Okay, let's take a couple more songs. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left to go. No intro.
That was our only instrumental.
Okay. And then fill in the blanks. There's a story along with that one.
Let's hear it. Maybe I'll remember the story.
Okay. So let's do these two from Limbo Race here with Randy Black. We'll do no intro and then fill in the blanks, and we'll be back to fill in some more blanks here at WMFO.
adventurous, I'm sure. Found in a desert. What desert? This desert. My desert. I dream of addicts and places unseen. And I dream of questions and people like me.
It's WMFO Medford. More from Limbo Race back in the day. Heard two plus songs. First one started off with no intro and went right into Fill in the Blanks, which, by the way, right away, Randy, I heard the evolution of the sound of the band. You had the sax in there, and it was just a fuller sound. Yeah, and the break in there, you know, the false ending, which I thought it was, you told me really went into another song called Rare Birds,
yeah.
Which I didn't know, and I don't know if you did either.
Yeah, I didn't. But you're prescient to hear that. That Fill in the Blanks, that's the one that always, like, that was the beginning of, to me, that was the beginning and the best of the five piece. That's where the five piece really started kicking in, and it was so, I was so grateful to have all that sound.
Yeah, you know, it really gelled.
And you know, Catherine and Mark, when they joined, they were the best musicians in the band, and they would talk music and, you know, and add what, you know, and they would collaborate together about sounds that they could add to the mix and whatever, and that was really fun. There's a progression toward the end that's you know, it's like bah, 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 and we all picked a different interval on our instruments, and we all just randomly played them at the same time, different, mm-hmm. you know, everybody was playing a different thing, and it just that was just part of the fun of everything. You know, it was like that Fill in the Blanks. That song really gets me. I don't know, you know, and then, you know, we went on to the last couple that we're going to play are all five piece songs.
Oh, great. And I'll just touch on the fact that when I played No Intro. Just the contrast between that and Fill in the Blanks. The comment that you made was so simple.
Yeah. Yeah, no intro. It was just, I think that just came, you know, we were just fooling around at rehearsal and it's like, oh, yeah, we can do. But the, you know, the, and that's, the bass carried that song. The bass, John's bass was just so, it was like maybe the major part of our sound, you know, his bass playing and his tone and whatever. I mean, he still is playing. He lives in New York. Anyway,
I mean, a band's got to have a driving rhythm section comprised of bass and drums, and
yeah,
absolutely. All right, so we've got three more to touch on and talk about, and I believe this one is another one of the so-called singles, Ina's Song. I remember this one as well.
Ina's song.
Don't remember it as well as I thought I did, I guess. Ina.
Ina was managing us, and that my one regret about that band was that Ina was doing a great job, and then we hired a local booking agent who, you know, didn't do anything for us, and I kind of let Ina go, and it was stupid. It was a bad move, but. She got us a gig at Danceteria in New York after we won the Rumble, and that's a whole other story. But anyway, Ina was a friend of mine, and I got to put the guitar down on Ina's song and just sing.
Nice. Look forward to hearing that again. And then now we have one called In Your Breath.
Mm-hmm. And why don't we do... Yeah, let's do those two.
Okay. Coming up, Ina's Song and In Your Breath from back in the day, Limbo Race with Randy Black here at WMFO.
Thank you.
WMFO Medford, 10:40 in the morning. Big sound there from Limbo Race. That was In Your Breath, just jamming on all cylinders in that one, Randy. And then before that, Enos song. It's a really nice evolution that we're doing here to hear how that band evolved.
Yeah. I think so too. I mean, I playing a guitar solo with those people, as a mattress, as a basis, it was a beautiful thing. It was really fun.
Yeah, it's a hell of a nice sound. All right, so we have only one more. I can't believe it, but this last one is called Fluids. What should we know about this?
I don't think there's any swear words in it.
Okay, yeah, we tried to hide the other one.
This was the five piece. This is where we were going when Mark left the band and kind of...
took the wind out of your sails, kind of.
Deflated the balloon, yeah.
All right. This one's Fluids from Limbo Race here at WMFO.
Thanks for listening.
All right, it's the final one. Unfortunately, we're going to play today from Limbo Race. That was Fluids. Randy Black, thank you so much for being here. I feel like I was listening to Boston rock music history here. So thanks for giving me those songs to play and coming in to talk about them. And I'll make sure that our friends at Marxian Radio get the music, and WMWM and Bumblebee Radio. We'll offer them everywhere. So hopefully people can enjoy these. Now.
So much appreciate you and the work you do, and thank you, man. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that. Let's just fast forward to 2023. Randy Black and the Heathcroppers today at church at the Plow and Stars, starting at 4 p.m. going to 6-ish. Yep. And you got your four piece there with Larry Dersch on the drums, and Matt on the bass. And you're just
We're just going to be a trio today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, with you guys, it's just too much fun. So if you're around, Plowing Stars today, 4 o'clock for Randy Black and the Heathcroppers. Thank you again.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks everybody for listening.
All right. So it's WMFO. It's 10:47. Just before Sue comes up here with something about the women, I'm going to play a couple of new noises for you, and I'll fit in as many as I can, but I want to play a song called Big by Zopa, which is Michael Imperioli's band. Remember The Sopranos? Yeah, that's his band project he's doing. And I'm going to play The Call by This Day in History. They are going to be here next week. They're a Boston band from Lynn, actually. They'll be playing for you next week and talking. So I'm going to play those two, and we'll see where we are with the time. Okay, start with Zopa and Big. This is WMFO in Medford.
Slap late again, I slept. down on the floor, she said, let's ride. Rev it up, little boy, and ride. She said, let's ride. Rev it up, little boy, and ride. Steer with her knees, she's got both hands free. Use a cruise control, you know, reaching over, she likes to tease, she said, ride.
In the morning here at WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. I just played a couple of songs for your dancing and dining pleasure. played Zopa. That was Big, brand new from them. It's New Noise, yep. This Day in History, yeah, New Noise from them too. Years of Wear and Tear is the latest. That's called The Call. They'll be here next week playing live and chatting with me and Jerry Harrison there from a 1988 Casual God CD. That was Rev It Up. All right, Sue Edelman is here today for Something About the Women. What's going on, Sue?
Hey, Mike. Sounds great out there. What is going on? It's Labor Day weekend.
I know.
It's sort of the official end of summer, but summer doesn't just like, it's not like a light switch. It's either on or off, right? It's a gradual thing.
It is.
But we're going to squeeze
you're
those
you're giving
last...
us a little nudge,
yeah,
are you?
Well, no, I love summer. And, you know, this has sort of been the summer of rainy Saturdays. So it's really nice that it's
noticed.
A beautiful, beautiful weekend. For the last hurrah, but you know, kids are coming back to school and all that stuff, but the weather is kind of gradual. We'll have some hot days, we'll have some cold days, but you know, fall is beautiful in New England as well.
There you go.
But we're going to celebrate summer with some summertime songs.
Awesome to hear.
Yeah, and you know, new music as always. I'm always looking for new stuff, and I found a couple of new artists that I want to share with you that I'd never heard of, and they're fantastic, so I'll be doing that. And yeah, just the usual great stuff by women artists here on Something About the Women.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So everybody stay tuned. You'll be here till 1 p.m.
1 o'clock.
And starting off today with something from Jane Seabury.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites. And when I first started doing this show, there was an album we played a lot. It actually came out in 1983, and I never was able to find it on CD. And I have the LP, but like every time I try to like rip the LP so I can have a digital copy, you know, it skips or whatever. So I found it on Bandcamp this week. So purchased that, and now we can hear one of my favorite summer songs from Jane Seabury.
That is very cool. Okay, I'm Mike. Thanks so much for listening. I'll be back next week at 9 with This Day in History. Stay